you know about soccer, Jules?
Not as much as I would like to, but I'm learning a little bit. I was really active in watching the World Cup, and some of my really good friends are huge soccer fans. I mean, one of my best friends, he says it's his favorite sport now. So I have a lot of encouragement to watch soccer, and looking forward to learning more about it.
Do you recognize some of these guys then when they come out here?
Yeah, I do. I know a lot of guys that play a lot of FIFA, and I mean, I think that, you know, in our locker room, that's a really popular game, and it was for us in college. So I think that's kind of making a lot of us athletes start paying more attention to the soccer on an international level.
Can you be a good goaltender?
He worked with Tony Gonzalez in the offseason. He told us that yesterday. Can you tell us a little bit about what you guys did?
I mean, it wasn't extensive. We didn't go out and run routes and stuff like that, but just, you know, trying to pick his mind a little bit about learning the game. I know him and my tight ends coach Clancy talked a lot about, you know, some of the techniques he uses. And, you know, for me, it's just kind of understanding, you know, how do you continue to play at a high level? What do you do to prepare for the games? What do you do to get the most out of practice? Just kind of some things that only a future Hall of Famer and was a 17-year veteran would know. So just happy to have him as somebody that I could call and bounce some things off of.
How did that come about? So you just called him then, or did you actually get together?
Well, yeah, our coach coached him. Well, my tight ends coach coached him in the Pro Bowl before, so we both happen to live in the Southern California area, so we met up and talked a little football.
Do you give any advice about longevity, how to stay in this league as long as he has?
Yeah, it's you know, for him, it's all about preparation. You know, and I think that's something that him and Peyton both have in common. You hear him talk about, you know, doing the little things, not overlooking aspects of the game, and those were kind of the things that, you know, he stresses is important to be able to continually play at a high level.
How do you look at this season? Do you look at it as last year, that's where the bar is, and you have to try and get over that and match it, or how do you approach a season after the great season you had last year?
No, absolutely. We completely understand that, you know, we're expected to be a good team, and we expect to be a good team in here, in this building. You know, it's not enough for us to just go out there and win games. You know, we have a championship mindset. We know what it takes to get there. Now we just all have to do that a little bit more so that we can become victorious at the end of the year.
For you personally, how much do you think you are going to improve this year after such a breakout season?
I'm excited. Just the comfort and the confidence that I gained in pretty much getting my first full football season under my belt. You know, going into the offseason, looking at some of the things I was able to do statistically, and then thinking about so many areas that I still had to improve on, you know, it was encouraging. You know, when I go into tape back in April and we're breaking it down as a position group, and it's like you're like ducking your head during certain plays, like, oh, what was I doing there in week 2, and what was I doing there in week 8? And just seeing my progress throughout the year, I cannot wait to go out there and show how much I've grown and continue to learn more and keep being better.
How do you look at the contract situation?
Well, my job is playing football, and I guess that's cliche, but I don't worry about things that are outside of my control. I'm out here to become the best football player possible. I only think you can focus on one thing at a time in life. And if your focus is in areas outside of this football field, then you're already handicapping yourself. So when I go home at night, I'm not worried about contracts. I'm worried about, you know, what plays could I have made? What can I do better on the field? So, you know, my agent Frank and the guys upstairs, you know, they'll handle all that out. And, you know, I'll just keep working with my teammates and trying to get better.
This is not a contract question, but do you view yourself as a tight end or just a bigger wide receiver in this offense?
You know, I just personally view myself as a guy that can go out there and make plays. You know, I've been kind of trying to push Goose a little bit to give me a handoff or two, but I don't really care what position, you know, I go down on the depth chart is. I mean, they can put me a defensive end, and I'll go out there and play tight end, wide receiver, slot, doesn't matter. So I don't view myself as any position. I just want to go out there and be a guy that can make plays, help my team out.
How are the handoff talks going?
I've been failing miserably, but I will keep trying to stay in his ear about it.
Do you want to stay here long-term, though?
Denver is a great city, great place. I have always felt very welcome here, very loved, and I can't say a bad thing about it here. But I mean, business is business, and, you know, everybody that has been in business knows it. Whatever you want or whatever somebody else wants, it doesn't always happen, you know. Things have to work out the right way, and I'm sure that, you know, the right things will happen.